Mr. Fritz, are you there, my friend?
Hey there. I am, Seth. Oh my gosh, it's great to see you again. It feels like it's been a couple hours.
A couple of hours, and I understand you have some amazing people to talk about some of the stuff that they're doing.
Oh my gosh, yes. So I've invited a couple of Microsoft MVPs to join us so that we can talk about all the cool features that are coming in Visual Studio and how they help out their day-to-day processes and some of the cool new things that are coming in the preview channels as well.
Awesome. Well, we're going to turn the time over to you, my friend.
You know what? My audio cut out there on you, Seth.
Oh, that's okay. I was just saying we're going to turn it over to you so that we can see all these cool things.
Now I can hear you. There we go. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to bring on Oren and Ginny. There they are. How's it going? Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Thanks for inviting us.
Not a problem. It feels like it was just a week or two ago. We were all together here in Redmond for MVP Summit. Why don't you give folks a quick intro of who you are? I'll start with Ginny.
Hey, I'm Ginny Cahey. I build garbage software. Yes, I really do. I'm president of Carolina Software, and we do software for the solid waste industry. Lots and lots of it.
And Oren?
I'm a chief architect of DevOps and modern software at Insight, building modern software applications, helping companies transform digitally to the web and to modernize their apps.
And Oren, you have another title now, don't you?
I'm a regional director at Microsoft as well. Certainly, I don't work for Microsoft, but certainly provide lots of feedback.
And one more title that you just, come on.
I feel like I'm grasping at straws here.
With the .NET Foundation, you do a little bit with them.
Well, it's not really for Microsoft. So yes, honored to be a part of the .NET Foundation board after the recent set of elections here.
Congratulations.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk to a couple of folks that aren't Microsoft people, but we wanted to talk to you about what are the cool new things that you've seen in Visual Studio 2019. Now, we've talked, and I know you're both using what's called the preview channel, that preview release, some of the cool things that are happening before it hits production. Let's start with Ginny. What have you seen in the preview channel? What are the cool things that you like that have come out as part of Visual Studio 2019?
Well, the very coolest thing about Visual Studio 2019 is if I changed my mind and I didn't want to use a preview, I wouldn't have to buy a new computer and throw away the old one because it uninstalls cleanly. It can run side by side with my production version of Visual Studio. And on this particular computer, which is a Surface Book, I've got three instances of Visual Studio all installed. I have Visual Studio 2019 release, which I just installed today, mm-hmm. Preview for 2019 and 2017. So I've got all three. They coexist beautifully. So that's my very favorite thing.
Now, I always found that it was consultants and contractors were the folks that had like multiple versions of Visual Studio going back to 2012, 2010. But now it's nice to be able to have them side by side so that you don't, like you said, have to throw away the machine because there's so much you have to uninstall and manage.
It's really true. In fact, I keep 2015 on a totally separate PC pretty much for that reason.
Oh, my God.
Work on some really old stuff. Very, very rarely, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because Visual Studio 2019 is so much easier to work with the large amount of code that I have to maintain than I have been maintaining for many, many years. Would you like to see what one of my solutions looks like?
Oh my gosh, please.
See what I'm dealing with? I think I'm sharing my screen. I don't know if you can see it.
Let's take a look. There's your screen.
All right. So this is a production solution.
Okay.
And it's got rather a lot of projects in there.
And we're purposely zoomed out. We're not looking at specific names. We want to see the volume of them.
Right. There's just lots and lots of projects, and they all share code because they're all related to the solid waste industry, and there's some things that are similar and lots of things that are different. Well, in Visual Studio 2019, one of the things I particularly like is I can unload some of the projects that I'm not currently working with. And if I want to, I can easily hide them. And now I'm down to a more reasonable list of projects that I'm working on a day-to-day basis. If I change my mind, again, right-click from the solution tab, and you can see I could load them all. I could show the ones that are currently unloaded. But for right now, I think I like the clean, simple look of not having quite so many of them to look at.
Sure.
The XAML that I'm showing here is actually part of a WPF form that does Harry configuration for a real-life ISV sort of oriented configuration form. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, my
and
gosh,
writing,
yeah.
Writing the code for this, it goes on and on and on and on and on, too. But a lot of it gets really, really repetitive, as you might imagine. The code gets repetitive. And I've always liked IntelliSense. As soon as C Sharp supported it, then when XAML supported it, but now with IntelliCode too, some of this crazy code, to type it was not nearly as tedious as you might think, because it was just, you know, tab, enter, tab, enter, tab, enter, next row. I mean, almost it could figure out what I wanted to do next. It's not that this code is brilliant. It's just that, you know, there's quite a bit of it. So I just love the way IntelliSense and now IntelliCode makes my life so much easier with this just boring, repetitive stuff that you just have to have in an enterprise application of any size. So that's one of my top favorite things. Another one of my top favorite things is that I can work in code and see what I'm working with. You can see I like Lightning. Some people hate Lightning. It's fine. We can all do what we want to do. And I am using high contrast here because I need that to be able to see. Maybe younger people don't have that problem, but I really like it that Visual Studio is becoming more and more accessible to those of us who have special needs, which fortunately not too major, but, you know, it makes a difference.
Certainly. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's just one of the things that I'm doing. Let's see what else I got that's pretty cool here that I wanted to highlight. I've got this little production WinForms application.
Okay.
And it's got a fair amount of code in it. None of it's very interesting to look at. I mean, it's just plain old simple WinForms application. I wouldn't want to have to rewrite it, but I want to make it future-proof, and in particular, I would like to be able to take advantage of .NET Core 3 so I can bundle the
Uh-oh. What happened?
Ready for visual designers. I just sort of closed the code. But to move it to .NET Core 3, it's really pretty easy because there is a new wizard that if you do add new project.
Yeah.
One of the new project types is a .NET Core 3 WPF or WinForms application that's now available from the new project dialog. So I just added this wizard core as a sister project to my wizard production project. And then with this little bit of magic here in CSproj, I can reference all of the WinForms-based code that I had already created in the production application. I can still use the same WinForms designer in the production application and keep these in sync, because obviously I'm not going to release this code for production using .NET Core 3 until .NET Core 3 is released sometime later this year.
Terrific.
So that's just some of my very favorite things about Visual Studio 2019. But I'll tell you something. I'm not really sure what's new and what's not in Visual Studio 2019, because I have been working with the preview primarily for so much.
Yes.
I'm used to it. This is the new standard for me now. It has been a while.
That preview channel is such an easy thing to get into, and having it side by side with the RTM and as those bits come out makes it easy to bounce back and forth if something doesn't quite work right. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I have had to do that on occasion.
Sure. Now, Oren, I know you've been doing a lot of stuff here around packaging and some of the things that are going on around Windows and building applications. What do you see in Visual Studio 2019 that really helps you out?
So I really like some of the new packaging stuff because it lets me get my application to my end users, because I can build anything I want, but I still have to get it distributed. Can I share my screen?
Absolutely.
All right, let me press the share button. Know when that's coming through.
And there it is. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So there I want to share so one thing here, because .NET Core 3 works on all versions of Windows, so I can do things like take advantage of Windows 10 scenarios. Like if it's click it here, I have a NuGet package referencing a toast. This is just a something I would work on WPF. There's nothing Windows 10 about that. If I come back now, and I'm going to go use the add project dialog in Visual Studio, new okay. project. And first of all, I'm going to come in. I'm going to notice that application packaging project is right here. So I don't have to come and dig for it because it's remembering the recent project templates. You know, I love this. So the things you use frequently, it remembers just right here for you.
They bubble up to the top.
They bubble up. And if I didn't remember, I could search for package, and there it is. There's everything to do with packages and packaging and extensions really just come here. So I'm going to select packaging project. I'm just going to kind of go with the default name here. It's okay.
All right.
And let's just say I want it to work on recent versions of Windows. There's no particular reason here, just to move along. But you can target what you want. And what this does here is it creates a project. Think about it like a click once project. And this is new. This project has been enhanced in 2019. So I can come and add a reference to my application. And this is a .NET Core 3 application, although it could be on .NET Framework. And now set it as the startup project and demo gods notwithstanding, this will build. And what it's going to do, it's going to take all of my .NET Core 3 things and put it into a self-contained package, which then can be distributed to your end users on a network share or submitted to the store if you so choose.
And .NET Core 3 is still in preview.
It's in preview.
But if it's something you want to try, all these features are there to support .NET Core 3. And it's great to see that you're taking advantage of them. And yeah, you're providing value to your customers.
Well, one of the things that I love, though, is that it might be in preview, but that goes to the other feature of .NET Core 3. It's side-by-side and self-contained. So I'm a little sneaky person. I didn't want to wait. I have a package in the store that many folks here are probably using. Maybe NuGet Package Explorer is something you've used.
Of course.
It's already running on .NET Core 3 because as the developer, it met my quality bar. It's self-contained using these techniques here, and it becomes an implementation detail. I don't have to tell anyone to install anything. It's just part of my application.
Oh, that's terrific. Do you have the Package Explorer there? Can you show us?
Sure.
Show us it running on your machine?
I just wanted to, if I click here, just to conclude this demo.
Oh, yeah.
I get the Windows 10 notification style, and it shows up in the tray. So you can do scenarios where this is the same binary, and you can take advantage of Windows 10 features. Another thing that 2019 makes it easier to do.
It's so important to take advantage of all the features of the latest versions of Windows as they happen, and be able to also support the older versions as well.
Right, isn't the search working? There we go. NuGet. I see a package. What's it doing? Thank you, Windows. You're seeing what I'm seeing here. Oh, let's do it this way. Let's find the N. There we go.
So it's in the store, and it's self-contained .NET Core 3. Anybody can install it right now.
Correct. And it's open source. So if you want to see how I've put this together with a full CI and CD pipeline that's using Azure DevOps, Azure DevOps pipelines, it's all there for you to check out and borrow from. Please, that's part of the things I enjoy about open source, is learning from others.
So coming back to the three of us, Oren, I'm assuming that all those capabilities are read-only for the public, but for your team, read-write, of course. Right? The public can come through and take a look at your DevOps pipeline.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Right.
Yeah, learn so, from it.
It's read-only for the public. My team gets to push the approve button, and that's how we get on. Let me just back it.
So cool. So you're both working a little bit in the preview channel right now. We've got about 15 minutes left. What are you seeing coming in the preview channel? I know there's a couple things that they've already started in the next version, the next minor release of Visual Studio. What are you seeing in there that's interesting that we might want to talk about?
So I can tell you my number one feature that I've been asking for so long, and I'm thrilled that you can see this in the Roslyn repository. It's tagged as 16.1, and fingers crossed that it doesn't slip. But they're adding enhanced IntelliSense support for types that are not yet in scope.
Enhanced IntelliSense support.
So,
for
what
types
that
aren't in scope. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
So what that means is, as I'm typing, and as we saw many of the presenters do earlier, I can put a type in there, and if I paste in something, you can hit control dot or shift dot, and it will complete the using statements for you.
Nice.
However,
okay,
I'm lazy, and I don't remember all of the types I want. I want to just get that completion as I start typing, so or whether it's camel case or however the filtering already works, I want it to give me the option for stuff that I don't have a using for, so because I don't remember the exact name.
Okay, yeah.
When I tab complete that, it will put the using statement in me. So it's just bringing more stuff into IntelliSense.
Very cool, yeah. There's something to be said for making us more productive and not having to think about all those little things, the yak shaving that you need to do to get your code working.
Mm-hmm.
Ginny, is there anything coming up that you're looking forward to?
Well, the main thing I'm looking forward to is the Windows Forms and WPF design time experience in Visual Studio 2019 for .NET Core 3.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite there yet in the release version. So that's coming down, and it'll make everything a whole lot easier for me because my plan is to move everything to .NET Core 3.
Yeah, and I'll say that has been a challenge today where I am maintaining NuGet Package Explorer as .NET Core 3, but I did have to give up the XAML editor experience without going through other workarounds that have been touched on. So I'm very much looking forward to the designers.
Yeah, we've seen that little bit of you can share a project back and forth that is .NET Framework and pull out some of the files so that you can make it, so you can use those designer capabilities against the .NET Framework versions of Windows Forms and WPF, and then export that content over to .NET Core 3 and continue working. That is a workaround, but yeah, we want that final premium experience that's coming with Visual Studio as .NET Core 3 is ready. And I agree with you, Ginny. It's going to be a tremendous update for folks that are ready to go and ready to make that step into .NET Core 3. So when you're looking at the stuff that you're working on with .NET Core 3, and you're both working towards that framework right now, is there, other than the designers, is there something that's significantly holding you back? I mean, Oren, gosh, you're already in with the NuGet Package Explorer. Ginny, is it just the designers holding you back, or are you already starting to step into .NET Core 3 with Visual Studio 2019?
Well, I found a few little bugs that I've reported that are current issues. One other thing I should probably mention that has been great about working with preview versions of Visual Studio, not only in 2019 but was also true in 2017, is that I get just almost immediate response from issues that I do submit through the feedback tool. So I've submitted some things, provided some repros of problems that I've found. Fortunately, I can fall back to, say, 2017 to do some little things that were issues for me. So these are fit and finish things that They're coming.
Oh, yeah. I got rid of 2017 a couple weeks ago as some of the release candidates were coming out. I said, you know, I have a Go Live license now. I don't need 2017 anymore. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. But I think, Ginny, you point out a really good point there that that report a problem flag that you have at the top of Visual Studio, it doesn't just go into a bucket somewhere and nobody actually sees it. If you've got a good issue that you're reporting and you're descriptive with it, you may get contacted by the team.
Well, even if you're not, you get an immediate response from a bot that says, yeah, we got your feedback. Then I'll get a response. Typically, I don't understand what you're describing. Can you give us more details? Mm. So they're very proactive about seeking for feedback, bug reports, rewrites.
That tool has been very helpful. Way better than user voice. So I'm one of the user voice not fans, but when they move the system over to this, you know, for upvoting and for tracking, it's been much better in terms of responses. And if I can share a little secret here, even amongst the MVPs, when we complain about something and they're saying, look, this isn't working, the thing that they always want us to do as well is report the problem. Mm-hmm. So it's the same channel everybody has. It's not just that, you know, hey, we have a you know, we can poke the PM. It's we need to report the problem, and it all gets triaged and managed and gets that, you know, really good response.
Well, they also get some additional information by using the report a problem tool.
Oh, yeah.
Then they can find out that, yes, I am running on skip ahead versions for this. Yes, I am. I really do.
Okay.
Maybe that's a scenario that isn't as widely tested as production. So they have that information in their metrics.
Oh, yeah. There is a little bit of information about your machine that comes back. It's anonymized. But we're able to see those critical things that Visual Studio depends on and how they interact with Visual Studio. It's important that we get the entire picture when we triage. So, and a couple folks here in the chat room are saying that the report button is very useful. Absolutely. Folks are also commenting, gosh, it's late in some of the other parts of the world that they're talking about in the chat room. That's tremendous. Thank you so much for sticking with us. So, as we wrap up here, do you have any final words to folks that maybe haven't installed Visual Studio 2019 yet and are trying to make that decision whether they should roll it out to their business, to some of their developers? Does it make sense? Is this something that they should wait on? Should they move forward with? Or can they just put it down side by side and figure out when it makes the most sense?
Oh, just do it. Absolutely, just do it.
We didn't steal that from a sneaker company. That's Jimmy saying that. Just do it.
Well, you can run it side by side, and if you have a policy in your company or other reasons that you need to use a specific version of Visual Studio for a production build, the projects and solutions are compatible. So you can work in 2019 preview channel, release channel, go back to 2017 if that's what your organization policy says at the current time. It's just a really low risk.
That as well. Because Visual Studio has gotten a lot better over the past several releases about not changing your project file. So you don't have to always do a whole team upgrade all at once. Like, I just want a better code editor, and I can do that and take advantage of some of the preview features while the rest of my team is still, you know, either on the stable channel or on a previous version.
Right. If I commit that code back into GitHub, if I send it out to an Azure DevOps repository, I can share it with folks who are using 2017 and 2019 equally without any penalty. It's nice. It's good compatibility like that, I think. So very cool stuff. I'm seeing some folks come to the door here as we're getting right to the end of the event here. And I'm hoping that my director chimes in here so that I'm waiting. I'm looking at the time and seeing if we're ready to transition out here. Okay. So as you're now I'm getting the cues. There we go. So you're both installing and using it. Have you started using the preview channels, or are you holding back on those? Are you still continuing to use those, or do you have both versions installed, both channels side by side?
I don't have the release channel installed at all on any of my machines. Living
really?
On the
okay.
edge.
Oh, that's amazing, though. That well, really says something.
Well, I do because I need the release channel for previously for the Go Live license. Mm. And now just sort of as a sanity check, if I encounter an issue in the preview channel, I'll go back to the release channel and see, do I have the same issue or is it something that's new and reported in that one?
In fairness, Azure Pipelines has, you know, my release build. So all my builds are being built on sanctioned blessed versions, so.
Problem solved.
There you go.
Problem solved. Well, thanks so much. And the Sinclairinator here in the Twitch chat room is saying, Oren, you daredevil. That's living on the bleeding edge. Oh, my gosh. But it creates a lot of product feedback that actually helps everybody. So thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if I can find those bumps and report them back and, you know, help them get polished so that others can use the stable channel without seeing some of the rough bits, then I've done my job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much to both of you. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Oren, very much for joining us as part of the Visual Studio launch. We're going to get ready to throw back over to Seth. So it was great having you here, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having us.
All righty. Take care. And that was great. I am so glad that they were able to join us and talk through, you know, some of those things that are going on for Visual Studio for folks that are just testing, that are coming in and seeing the preview releases and, you know, the things that are important to them. I think my buddy Seth is out there, out in the other room.
I am here. Can you hear me, my friend?
There he is. Hey, Seth. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hasn't this been amazing?
This has been an amazing day. We've gone... We saw some folks from Mumbai. We saw some folks from a couple different locations in the States.
You were all the way in the other room. Sorry, I got a little frog in my throat. You were all the way in the other room. This way. The other room. That's pretty amazing.
I was, yeah, just around the corner, 10 paces away. I think we ran into each other at the potato chips.
I tried to avoid you, if I'm being honest. Yeah, so there is that. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm okay.
Oh,
I'm
my
good.
Goodness. Maybe I'm not okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, this has been super fun. Let's just show some of the cool stuff that people have been doing. We have lined up a lot of things. Like, for example, this is the way we should have been watching it, I feel like, right? The actual Visual Studio Live. Thanks for that, my friend. We have here, just to clarify, they do let us have free sodas. It's not me, but I have seen some employees bring in their buffet purse for the sodas. I'm not going to say who. Golnaz, our producer. Here we have another one. We did this one before, but look how fancy they are in Germany. Like, I feel like we could have had a chandelier up in here, you know, but we didn't. Let's go to a couple more here. Tech Systems gave some good food to the stpete.net meetup. Thank you. I don't know why they didn't send any here. All right, and now let's see over here. Look at this, taking DevOps to the next level with GitHub and Azure DevOps. I just love seeing people enjoying it because, like I said, I started with Visual Studio a long time ago with VB6. It has been part of my career for a long time, almost 20 years. And I'm pretty young, I'm 15 years old. And so even before I was born, I was using VB6. A couple of things to take away. If you want to go to launch.visualstudio.com, all of the sessions will be up there so that you can view them and review them to learn some of the stuff that's in there. Also, if you go to Visual Studio YouTube right now, you're actually going to see some of those sessions up there right now. If you want to download it, you should go to visualstudio.com. visualstudio.com/download and get the bits today. I actually already installed them. When I did my demo, I had the RC. And then you saw at the top of my demo, it had, you can download it right now, and I did. I did. And so to finish up, we have coming up, and this we're going to turn, this is going to be turned all over to Twitch. If you go to twitch.tv/Visual Studio, you'll be able to be there for the after party. I might pop in there after I wash my face or something, because Jeff doesn't like me. Jeff, are you there, my friend?
We're going to be starting in just a second.
Okay.
Stay here on the Visual Studio channel, and we'll see you in a minute.
Okay, so to finish up, Thank you so much for watching the Visual Studio 2019 launch. Go to visualstudio.com/download and get it now. There's a lot of features in the Community Edition. If you don't have any, you can download it right now. I didn't have that. I had to pay for it a long time ago. And that's why I'm taking extra sodas to finish up. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.